The World Health Organization predicts that the number of global cancer cases could soar by 50% in the next two decades if lifestyles do not change. The WHO points to smoking and obesity as the two major preventable causes of tumors. 10 million new cancer cases were diagnosed around the world in 2000, and 6 million people died of the disease. A new World Health Organization report says the caseload could grow to at least 15 million by 2020, with 9 million deaths. And that's a conservative estimate. WHO Cancer Research Director Paul Kleihus says last year's International Cancer Congress in Oslo heard more dire predictions of a doubling of cancer incidence by 2020.
It is not unrealistic. However, we prefer a conservative estimation. We do not want to scare people, because even with a conservative number, you know, it's scaring enough.
Dr. Kleihus says the WHO report shows that cancer is no longer a disease only of affluent nations. It has become a major health problem in developing ones, too. The report says the main reasons are steadily aging populations, high smoking rates, and the spread of an unhealthy Western lifestyle rich in fatty foods and poor in exercise. Although the industrial world is still far ahead in the number of cancer cases, Dr. Kleihus predicts that developing countries will catch up if current trends in diet, exercise, and tobacco use continue. He says this is especially true of newly industrializing nations.
India, China, and many Asian countries, they will adopt the Western lifestyle, and we see in these countries an increase in tumors which they rarely knew. To which extent and how fast is difficult to predict, and that's the reason why we were conservative with the numbers.
The developing world's high burden of infectious diseases adds to their problem because many of these diseases cause malignancies. Some hepatitis viruses, for example, cause liver cancer, while a papillomavirus causes cervical, anal, and genital cancers. The World Health Organization says cancer screening and advances in drugs and vaccines hold hope for avoiding tumors, but it notes that healthy behaviors are key. The cancer prevention chief of the U.S. government's National Cancer Institute, Dr. Peter Greenwald, agrees.
Tobacco control, obviously, is number one. Second is other aspects of lifestyle, particularly avoiding obesity, which is a large epidemic in the United States and in many other parts of the world, meaning eat less and exercise more.
The World Health Organization says it is working to curb the global rise in cancer by promoting the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, a groundbreaking public health treaty that member nations will vote on at the World Health Assembly next month. The agency is also preparing a global strategy on diet and physical activity. Dr. Greenwald hopes that the WHO continues its firm stand on these issues after Director General Gro Harlem Brundtland's term of office ends in July.
The WHO has had excellent leadership, so I hope that with the new leadership, they'll maintain and build upon what they've been doing.
David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.